Obviously, the game didn't play out like we had hoped. I'll just speed it right up. I think we're in the end of the third quarter. We're up 14-10. And going in the fourth quarter, and I just felt like our guys really pressed. We ended up throwing a touchdown or a pick for a touchdown. We tried to jump a slant on a third and three. I believe it was a slant. Ran a slant and go for a touchdown. Even a field goal, or the extra point, I think, was off to the side. So I just felt like guys really pressed, and that can happen, but we can't allow it to happen. They got to fight through that. You cannot press and try to make plays happen. You just got to let them come to you, and you got to go through your reads. You've got to trust your teachings, your preparation, and then go about it that way. But we just got that part. We got to fight through. You know, the truth is there was some good. 14-10. Then the truth is not so good. And at the end of the game, that's not so good. I think, you know, we got to evaluate and differentiate between guys that, you know, between solid performance and fluff, to be honest with you. I think we got to find out what's real out there. The guys are competing all the way throughout, which I think there's quite a few of them. And then we'll find out the guys that, you know, are taking a play or here or there and not playing consistent ball. So continue to evaluate that part of it and challenge this team. And, you know, those are tough lessons. Like I said, I think each week you learn new lessons. No matter win or lose, there's things that pop up. But these are hard because I think they're teaching us what it takes to be a consistent team, and we're not there yet. A team that can win right now at this point. So, you know, our team is going to learn from this, and we'll grow.
How would you think a loss like this can shake the confidence in the third straight week of?
Well, I think the confidence in the finish part of it. You know, can we finish? And it almost was like, well, we're going to finish. We're going to finish. We're going to go out there and make plays, and we're going to finish things once and for all. And then that mentality led to mistakes, critical mistakes. And, you know, that's what it felt like on the sideline and guys going through it and the communication that took place. And, you know, that's the issue.
Scored touchdowns on third down three times. So, I mean, like how demoralized?
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's tough. The third downs, I think they were 32% or 33% in the first half. And then they come out and they finish with 50%. Again, we did some different things. I think you saw some different pressures. We got to win the one-on-ones. And right now we're not winning enough of the one-on-ones.
What's the biggest reason you didn't run the ball today? Why do you think you didn't run the ball very well today?
Well, I'm not sure. I didn't see the final stat, what we ended up with, how many yards. I think we were trying to get it established. It was, you know, obviously TJ, I think, is a big part of that. He does a nice job for us. But it seemed like Toby ran hard. I think that... you know, we felt like we were moving the ball on occasion, throwing the ball. We just, you know, made some mistakes in the drives at times. So, you know, without looking at the stats completely, I'm not even sure where we finished up.
You talked a lot about pressing. How much of that was your quarterback today?
Well, I don't want to put that. I mean, I think there was guys that did it. I think he pressed, on that goal line situation. He'd be the first to admit that. We're in a situation. It looked like he tried to force it into Julius, wanted to get him the ball. Rather than just throw it out of bounds. But I also say this about Blake now. He made some critical plays for us, extended plays, made some plays on the run. And, there's a lot of good things that he's doing. And I think he's learning that part of it. You know, just take what the defense gives you, look it off. If it's not there, go to somebody else. Hard lessons, man, hard lessons for him.
Did you see guys taking plays off?
No, I didn't. I just said I think we got to evaluate that to make sure. I didn't see it. I mean, we had 12 personnel the whole part of the last game because we had, two receivers left. So those guys were going, and they didn't take a break, the last couple series. So, no, I didn't see that. I think the big part of it is we got to learn not to press. And, when you got a lead like that, learn how to finish it. And go ahead.
After four straight losses, how hard is it for you guys not to press and to stay confident in what you guys are preaching?
Well, I guess obviously it's really hard because we did it. We did press. So I think that the team's got to recognize that. I didn't feel like we pressed before. I think that this game they pressed more. They tried to make plays, tried to, make something happen. And, these lessons now, they're hard. They pop up. And, what do you do? What can you do other than learn from it and say, all right, let's not make this mistake again and let's go out there. but we got to correct enough of these to get the W.
Do you think you have the talent to be a consistent winner on this team right now?
Yeah, I do. I do, because that's the only way I look at it. You know, these are guys that we have, and let's go. It's our job to improve them and get them to a level of play where they're playing consistently at a high enough level to win games. And that's our whole objective. And, you know, and that's why I say I think we got to constantly evaluate, are we getting everything we can out of these guys? You know, and, you know, then we take a look at it and evaluate it.
Hey, guys, Hopkins is a great player, obviously. Did you guys try to do anything differently throughout the game to change it up?
Yeah, we put house on him, you know, quite a bit of the situations. We just felt like he was doing a good job playing man coverage for us in some of the zones. Wanted to play tighter coverage on him and challenge him. You know, and I thought he did a pretty good job. I don't know how many receptions he had, but, you know, I he was challenging him, and he won his catches too. You know, we had a couple of penalties, and then that one that he caught the touchdown on, you know, give him credit. He's a great receiver. I think Blake recognized it was man coverage, but they were playing a little bit high, and I don't know if him and Julius were on the same page. Julius was going to break out a little bit more, and Blake anticipating him breaking it out, and Julius sat down.
Do you find it more and more difficult to stick with your convictions on building this thing the more the losses?
No, I believe in our convictions. It's just I don't know if when you go out there and press, if that has anything to do with, you know, our philosophy. I think it's they want it bad. They're going out there and they're trying to find a way to make a play that will get this thing going in the right direction. And when you do that, mistakes happen. I don't know if that's conviction or what. It's, you know, it can happen. I'm not saying everybody does that, but you saw it a little bit today. You know, sometimes the way they speak, like Blake, what did he say a week ago? It's time for me to what? Will this team win? It's time for me to will this team to win. And then, oh, now he comes out there and tries to press. And that wasn't all on Blake. There was other things. We got to be better on third down. We got to make some plays when they're, you know, when our number's called. So, but, you know, I think you listen to these guys, how they talk and what they're trying to do. And you know what? You just go out there and do your job.
How much play time did you want Sendarek to get today?
We did. I thought, you know, if he got around somewhere between 20 and 25 plays, that'd be pretty good because he normally plays about 35 when he's healthy. So if he was around that range, it'd be good.
What was your message to the team in the locker room after the game?
Same thing that I'm telling you. Same thing.
Defensively, just how difficult is it to get anything done that you want to get done with no real pass rush?
Well, you saw us try to bring some extra pressure today, and we got to him a couple times. Got him to throw some errant passes, and we're trying to find a way to get more. You count on the front four. If you're not quite getting what you need to get turnovers, you bring some pressures, and they hit a couple on our pressures. And, you know, so you're trying to pick and choose your times to bring pressure. But, you know, that consistency, you know, we got to have it from our guys.
What are you seeing from Branch and Clements in practice that you're getting extra pass rush from them that you're not seeing from Ryan Davis and Chris Smith?
Well, I think that with Clements, you know, we're trying to be smart with him in practice, to be honest with you. Branch is coming off that knee. Hopefully he played a little bit better and showed more confidence in the knee this game. Ryan Davis, the challenge with him is he's on a lot of special teams for us, and when he comes down, by the time he comes off, he's ready to go for third down. We were trying to find some times to place him in there if a drive is extended to get him the opportunity to get in there and get some rushes. So we're trying to find times to place him in there.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.